Good morning, everyone. This is Tony from Atlanta, Georgia. Hope you're all having a great day today. And I'm excited. We just got just over three weeks left now for our convention here in Atlanta. And if you're thinking about going, I would recommend that you don't think and just go. And I know it's a little bit of a commitment, but, you know, it's all about belief. And if you want to go, because if you want to go, then you'll find a way to get there. And it's funny, I was just, Deb and I was just at a Paul McCartney concert on Thursday, and we got some last-minute tickets. And it's incredible. Every time I go to these concerts, and I've seen Paul McCartney a few times, some of you may be a fan, some of you may not be a fan, but here we are on a Thursday night, starting the concert at 8 o'clock, and he runs for 3 hours, and people are paying anywhere from $200 a ticket to $4,000 a ticket. And there was people from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and there was people from Alabama, and people that are driven from Florida, and they drive back the same night, or they get a hotel, and because they want to be there. And it's amazing. They spend thousands of dollars for a three-hour concert to be entertained, but sometimes their thinking pattern is, I don't think I can spend just a few hundred to go to something that can not only change your future, but also can help other people. It's all a mindset out there, really. So I want to encourage you to keep promoting to everyone out there, even at the last minute. And I know there's some tickets going around that are in a block that can be a little more or less expensive. I think $170, something like that, or $199, something like that. And we can certainly work out some hotels for you. So just have some belief. It's going to be a great event. We're going to have a great time. And so I'm going to let Debbie kick this off and get started. So here we go.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so excited about the upcoming event. And I'm excited about the call that we have this morning, because this morning we're going to talk a little bit about goals and the importance of goals. And we're going to meet a couple of people that have just met some new goals this month and hear a little bit from their perspective. But let's talk a little bit about goals, first of all. Having goals in your business is so important. In fact, it's key to the success that you have in your business. I always go back to a childhood book that I read many, many years ago, and probably right now with being around the grandchildren, I'm kind of more exposed to childhood books once more. But this little quote came up to me, and it just so demonstrates the importance of having goals. And it's from Alice in Wonderland. And it's where Alice in Wonderland actually meets the Cheshire Cat, and she's wandering, not quite sure where to go. So here's the dialogue that goes on. Alice asks the cat, "Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?" And the Cheshire Cat replies, "That depends a good deal on where you want to get to." And Alice says, "I don't much care where." And the cat replies, "Then it doesn't matter which way you go." And that is so true. You know, many of us muddle through our weeks and our months, and we really don't put much thought to the goals that we want to have in our Shackley business. And it really doesn't matter what we do each month when we don't have a goal, because there's nothing we're shooting for. So the power is in setting goals. And that was so apparent this morning as we were watching the Wimbledon final. Of course, we have to watch that being British, that was going on, where Venus Williams was versing a Spanish lady called Gardenia Medeiros. And as they went through the play, each point that they won was a small goal that was met. And each game in the match was a bigger goal. And then each match that they won going through the tournament is a new pin level, or equivalent to how we say a new pin level. And then winning the tournament for Gardenia today was the big goal for her. She'd never done that before. So you could see the emotion and the excitement as she won that goal. But now she's reached a higher level. And because she's higher up today, she hopefully can see further. And I hope that in the months ahead, she will accept the challenge of new goals to be met and become a super champion. It's the same principles in our business. And today I'm going to introduce our first speaker, who I had the pleasure of meeting just over 2 years ago in a hotel room, and we sat down and talked about visions. And Maria is a woman of great passions, and I'm so excited for her because this last month she just reached the first month of qualification at the coordinator level, which, as most of you know on this phone, is a big pivotal level in this business where you start to get some really good benefits coming your way. So she has steadily moved through the ranks, working with a team, and I believe now that her vision is even more strong and clear. But Maria, are you there right now? Maria? Do we have Maria on the phone? Hello, Maria?
You have to unmute, Maria.
Yeah, unmute yourself, Maria. I'm sorry, we lost you there. Okay, well, I tell you what we'll do. We'll come back to Maria, and she's got a great story to share. But in the meantime, I think we'll get Tony to go on to our second speaker, and we'll come back to Maria.
No problem. So.
Oh, wait, can you hear me now? Hello?
Oh, there she is. There she
you know
is.
What? I'm unmuted. Okay, here I am.
All right, Maria. Well,
I
just had a question. That's no problem, and I know it's always a challenge when you're on these calls. But anyway, I want you to just tell us briefly a little bit about your motivation to build Shackley. And I know you have a big why.
My motivation, Bill Shackley, my why is my son, Michael. And Michael's on, he's on the call. Michael, let me just try to summarize this. My son, Michael, is 36 years old, and he is really my role model for what it's like to have, to achieve goals, to persevere, to have a joyful, loving spirit. And these are Michael's gifts. However, Michael was born with some special needs, and so he has extra challenges and extra obstacles in achieving his goals, but nonetheless, he's probably one of the most successful people I know. That being said, my vision, my reason, my why for building a Shackley business is to provide or create that residual income that will be there for Michael in years to come. And not only that, but Michael, about a year ago, I approached him about becoming a Shackley distributor, and he agreed to it, so he is building a business as well. But as far as my vision for the future, it comes down to one person, and that's my son, Michael. And the one other thing I want to add about this, Debbie, and anybody else on the call, is this. Any of you who have children know that we want to give the most and the best that we can. And there's so much that, you know, my husband and I have given to Michael over the years in terms of values and traits and beliefs and attitudes. But this residual income that we're creating will give him that quality of life and financial security that I think everybody would aspire to. But the other piece about the beauty of Shackley and building a business is this. And to me, this is really significant. I'm building the business, but not without other people. I mean, it's a collective creation of this residual income, so that ultimately this residual income for Michael is really something collectively being given to him or gifted to him from my team members, from anybody, customers, people who I may never know. So ultimately, the residual income that will flow into Michael's special needs trust will come from probably hundreds or thousands of people. And to me, that is one of the best ways to give.
Wow, that's amazing.
He's my why. I mean, he is. But to be building this residual income, that's one thing. But to be building it with a company like Shackley, because Shackley, I mean, right from Dr. Shackley on down, I mean, Roger, it's global. It's a global concern. It's built with on integrity and it's built on caring for other people. And to be affiliated with that, it's so purpose-driven, so mission-driven. And for me to be building a business for residual income with Michael on those qualities, it can't get any better than that. Doesn't get
right.
Better.
That's, That's so true, and I think most of us on this phone feel very comfortable about having the Shaklee business around our children because it is it creates some great role models for them.
Mm.
Well, Maria, congratulations on your last month. I know you've gone to a new level in your business, and we're excited for you. Tell us what that means for you going forward in the months ahead. Having HIT coordinator, we know it's going to help your son long term, but what's it going to mean for you and your business?
Well, the thing is, you know, I remember when I first started and I knew about all of these different ranks and levels and whatever, and gradually over time, consistently, I began to see the business grow and build. And now I'm qualifying for coordinator. I mean, I've been in Shaklee for about 3 years now, and I wasn't on the fast track. Because I'm integrating Shaklee into my life. It's not the only thing I'm doing. But to think that through consistency, through working with the team and the support and the Shaklee support, I'm now in my third year approaching the rank, or I'm at the rank of coordinator, and I have, you know, I'm eligible for this. This is exciting. This is really exciting because, as you all know, with the coordinator, there are other bonuses that come with this. And it makes the future ranks seem within reach because I figure if I got from distributor to here, knowing what I've done, okay, and when, of course, where I need to continue to strengthen, okay, then I say to myself, well, if I got here, then I can go further. It's a formula. It's there's no magic here. We all hear, we all know about showing the plan, doing this. There are so many things we can do to, again, and it's talking about achieving those goals, Debbie. And I love the way you started this, your section of the call, by referring to Alice in Wonderland and by referring to the athlete. It is about setting goals. And then how badly do we want those goals? And what are we willing to do to achieve those goals? And that's what it comes down to. So the fact that I'm where I am right now, it makes the importance of goals even more significant because that's
right.
What got me to where I am. Plus my
that's
plus
absolutely right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I will say that, Maria, you and your team have been very diligent in doing monthly goals with your leader, Lorene Andes, up there. And we're so proud of you for keeping in there and keeping going, and we know that you've got some great things ahead of you
phenomenal.
Coming on.
Can I just add one more thing to this? One thing that anybody on the call who's okay, one thing that our team has done is a few months ago we decided to have weekly team meetings. And I suggested that because, as a former educator, we had staff meetings, monthly staff meetings or weekly meetings, and I found that when you can connect with your team on a regular basis, you can, again, review those goals, set new goals, whatever. And I feel that for us, the team, having those weekly team meetings or whatever, as often as we can have them, has helped us individually and collectively. So for any of you who can do that, it certainly it will help you. It definitely will not hinder you. Thanks, Debbie.
Absolutely. I think you're so right because sometimes we're chopping through the forest. We're chopping down the trees one by one, and all we hear is what we're doing, and we don't know where we're going. But having somebody up in one of those forest towers certainly helps. It's overlooking our business and our actions and can guide us along the way. So, thank you, Maria.
It keeps igniting the sparks, let's put it that way.
Absolutely. Thank you, Maria, and congratulations.
Well, you're so welcome,
Debbie.
Thank you.
Our next speaker actually is going to be one of your team. So, Tony, let me pass it back to you now to introduce our next speaker.
Thanks, Deb. Congratulations, Maria. That's awesome. So, we're still going to stay up on the north there, and again, under Lorene Andy's team up there are doing phenomenal, is a brand-new director, Claire Broderick. You on the phone, Claire?
Yes, I am.
There you go. So, you've been in a very short time, and the great thing I like about this business is that you're not in a race with anybody except by yourself. So whether it's a month or whether it's a year or whether it's 5 years, it doesn't matter. You can go at the pace that you want to go at. So congratulations on hitting director pretty quick. And maybe you could start off and talk a little bit about your background, Claire, because I know I had a chance to meet you the first time just a month or so ago up in your home. And what a beautiful home you have. And I know you've been successful. I know your husband's got a great job, and you are making a fairly substantial amount of income. So explain a little about your family and what you used to do and what attracted you to Shackley.
Sure. I'd be happy to. I'm a mechanical engineer by degree, and I have been a professional engineer for 27 years. And I've been blessed to work in a family business where my father and my brother showed me the ropes and gave me tons of great opportunity very young to work with architects, builders, hospitals, higher education facilities, schools, so many great clients that were doing great things and needed new spaces to continue their mission. So I have spent my time really professionally building and working with healthcare folks and hospitals, expanding their mission. And sustainability is huge in that world. So over the years, I've really learned to design and appreciate all the things that we can do in our public spaces to create the healthiest environments, and I've been able to bring those to fruition with a great team. But I do have another big pursuit, and it's my best and, you know, most treasured, that's being a mom. And I have a 15 and a 17-year-old. Actually, the baby just turned 16. And I realized about 2 years ago that I would be missing that really essential, valuable time for myself and my kids if I continue to work full-time while they were in high school. I really realized how precious these moments are, and, you know, the whole goal is to bring independent and self-sufficient children into the world, and that may mean that they're going off somewhere else. So I, after lots of thought and consultation with my husband and my family, I decided to retire, and I did that last May in 2016. But I realized I wasn't going to just not work. And I knew that. I just didn't know where and how. So I created a company last fall that came to me with just being open-minded, which was really to bring all the things I learned from my institutional clients to individuals. So I created a company called Greener Cleaner Living. And my intention is to provide sustainability coaching and education to folks so that they can live better, healthier lives with less energy, chemicals, and waste, and improve the environments where they live, work, and play. So I started that business in January, and I met Maria and Maureen, who Tony mentioned are my uplines, about a month later. And they introduced me to Shackley through my sister, who is a doctor and recommends the cholesterol reduction product of Shackley, which is so fascinating, and I love the connections that we've made. But Shackley is such a wonderful addition to my new career. It's the second and very, very important component, because with the hundreds of products that I can introduce my clients to actually put things in their hands that will help them live healthier and have better environments and better nutrition, it's just fantastic. So I'm thrilled with the network of people, the community, including Debbie and Tony and others, and Jennifer. It's been fascinating, and I'm so excited to see how I can grow these two businesses together, because they complement so naturally. So that's my story.
Awesome. And Claire, just I'm just curious, you know, from the time you saw Shackley, which, again, has only been a couple of months, to now, so I know you came down to one of our events in Orlando. What has kind of surprised you that you didn't know in the beginning when you first started, and what you know now? Is there a couple things that maybe you thought, oh, you know what, I didn't know that. That was that really surprising.
Oh, yeah, sure. There's actually, every time I'm with the Shackley community, I learn so much, and I'm surprised every time. But there are a couple of overarching themes. My initial attraction not only was with the natural products for our health, was the Get Clean Kit and the amazing detail to really a circular economical product that is environmentally sensitive and is conscious in its production and design, and then the health in our family. So I was just on that immediately, the environmental aspects to Shaklee and how we could put them in our home. What I really was surprised about were all the fascinating individual stories of how people's lives have improved once they got involved with Shaklee. And as you said, Tony, it's all different. So some people, it's an immediate immersion. Some people, it's one thing at a time. Their mother said, take the vitamins, what have you. There are all these great stories about the pace at which someone has really embraced Shaklee. But what's common is these amazing life-changing outcomes, which I just love those things. That's why I'm in this new business, is to create positive change in people's lives and to see and meet people who over 30 years, 10 years, 5 years, a half a year have seen impacts that are so substantial on their well-being. Just amazes me.
Great. And are you excited about going to Atlanta for the big event?
Oh, yes, I am. I think every time I'm provided with these opportunities, I want to take advantage of them when it works. Because I knew the date and I put it in my calendar, I've been working with my family to make that happen. And I'm thrilled because the thing for me is really embracing the best ways to grow the business. And it's spending time with you folks who are really investing your time into growing a team that understands how to do this and how to approach it is really essential. So I just am excited to really understand even more how I can be successful in this business and just learn and listen and appreciate all of that.
Awesome. Well, Claire, congratulations on going director. Maria, congratulations on going coordinator. Looking forward to seeing you guys in a few weeks. Keep promoting to as many people as you can. And, guys, who do you know in the Atlanta area? And like I said at the start of this call, if people can drive from Bowling Green, Kentucky, with two kids that are 10 and 11, that Paul McCartney had up on stage with their parents, dressed in the a Magical Mystery Tour outfits and pay several hundred dollars for the tickets, I think there's a possibility, maybe, that we can find somebody that wants to change their financial future and make a difference in the world. So keep promoting August the 10th, 11th, and 12th. It's not only going to be educational, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be inspiring. You're going to meet a ton of people. You're going to wish you promoted to more people. And we're going to have a great time down there in just a few weeks in our hometown of Atlanta. So, guys, I hope you have an awesome weekend. And for those that didn't get on the call, get this out to people. It's obviously every week we do a recording, and so that people can re-listen to this that couldn't make it because of work or sports events, or maybe they just slept in. Who knows? So thanks again, guys, and we'll see you in a few weeks today, and we'll hear another great call from somebody next week. God bless you. Take care.
Thanks, Tony and Debbie. See you in Atlanta. It's Maria. Bye.
Got it.
Bye-bye.